Welcome to the Successful Farming Daily Podcast for this Tuesday, May 7th. I'm your host, Lori Boyer. These quick and informative episodes cover the commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning, just what you need to start your day. This podcast is brought to you by John Deere. Whether you're looking to buy new or simply upgrade your equipment with new technology, see your local John Deere dealer for what's best for your farm. A handful of fundamental developments pushed the corn, soybeans, and wheat from early weakness to finish at multi-month highs yesterday. Talk of a potential significant frost event in parts of Russia later this week added some fuel to that fire, with some analysts reducing their Russian wheat crop estimates significantly. While it is difficult at this point to determine, some believe up to 10 million metric tons of production potential has been lost over the past 2 weeks. A lack of rainfall and now a cooler than normal stretch on a well-advanced crop is causing concern, enough so that we have seen new crop cash values increase by nearly a buck a bushel over the past month. In addition to issues in Russia, we are seeing dryness spread into Ukraine, with too much moisture continuing to plague Western Europe. It is not only wheat experiencing problems, but corn planting in France is well behind average due to too much moisture and much cooler than normal conditions. Analysts in Ukraine say their production outlook is significantly reduced from a year ago as well, as the war exacerbates already poor margins for farmers. In the U.S., wet weather continues to cause issues with planting. The weekly crop progress report released yesterday from USDA showed slower than expected planting pace for both corn and soybeans. According to the National Agricultural Statistics Service, 36% of the corn crop is planted, with around 25% of the soybean crop in the ground. Conditions this week are expected to be wet, with some seeing a day or two of total field work over the next 7 days. The much-anticipated drier window can be seen in the forecast, though it seems the models seem to be trimming just how long the drier window sticks around, with another round of moisture showing up next week, midweek. The extended forecast released yesterday from the CPC echo that sentiment, with the 6 to 10 day weather forecast calling for normal to below normal temperatures in the eastern corn belt, warmth in the western belt, and normal rainfall. The 8 to 14 day weather forecast, however, has warmth remaining in place in the western corn belt, with normal temperatures in the east and above normal precipitation stretching across much of the country. Outside of the weather, we're watching a situation in Argentina as rolling strikes continue there. After last week's oilseed workers union strike, a strike by freight workers yesterday was said to cause disruptions, with a strike by public service workers now scheduled for tomorrow and Thursday. With China reportedly starting to purchase Argentine beans over the next week to place in reserves, their ability to ship will be important. While expedient shipping may not be necessary for Chinese government buyers, it will likely be important to any end user finding themselves short meal and facing shipping delays, possibly pushing some buying interest back into the U.S. Traders will continue to assess the impact of flooding across the Rio Grande do Sul, where some say the loss of soybeans could be over 3 million metric tons once you factor in damage to beans in piles or sitting in flooded bins. Damaged infrastructure is limiting grain movement, with some reports that poultry feeders in the area are struggling to source supplies. Inspections of soybeans for overseas delivery rose while corn and wheat assessments declined in the 7 days through May 2nd, according to a report from USDA. About 348,654 metric tons of U.S. beans were inspected for export, up from 276,092 tons the previous week, according to the agency. That's still down from the 397,791 tons examined during the same week a year earlier. Corn inspections last week came in at 1.29 million tons, little change from the 1.3 million tons assessed the week prior. The total, however, was higher than the 974,450 tons inspected at the same point in 2023. Wheat assessments were reported at 321,124 tons, down from the 502,769 tons examined a week earlier, according to the government, but higher than the 216,035 tons inspected during the same week last year. Since the start of the marketing year on September 1st, USDA has examined 33 million metric tons of corn for export, up from the 24.9 million tons assessed during the same time frame a year earlier. Examinations of soybeans since the beginning of September now stand at 39.1 million tons, down from 47.9 million during the same period last year. Wheat inspections since the start of the grains marketing year on June 1st are now at 17.3 million tons versus 18.5 million at this point in 2023, according to USDA in its report. In the livestock markets, traders began the week with caution and concern over demand. Slaughter was higher last week, but that provided no guarantee that it would continue. Higher cash the previous week was unexpected, but gave feedlots hope that the cash will be no worse than steady this week. However, packers purchased cattle for deferred delivery again last week, which may keep them less aggressive this week, even if they maintain a higher slaughter pace. Box beef prices were strong yesterday. Choice was up $4.56 and select was up $2.10. Feeder cattle prices showed pressure as buyer resistance has developed, with feeder cattle prices showing some weakness. In weather notes now, tornado watches have been issued for several counties in Missouri as severe weather storms move through the area, according to the National Weather Service. A line of storms is rumbling through the area this morning and more will redevelop this afternoon. Strong winds, large hail, and tornadoes are all possible with these storms, according to the agency. Severe weather is expected to fire up tomorrow in parts of central Indiana. And repeated rounds of rainfall may allow river flooding to redevelop along with localized flash flooding. On the Chicago Board of Trade right now, corn is trading lower. The front month soybean contract is trading higher. Soybean meal is trading lower, with the soybean oil trading higher. On the wheat contracts, Chicago Board of Trade is trading higher. Kansas City is lower, and the spring wheat is trading unchanged. On the CME, the livestock contracts are all trading higher. Crude oil is trading lower. Gold is trading higher right now. We have the silver contract also trading higher. And on Wall Street, the Dow Jones is trading higher. That is the Successful Farming Daily podcast for this Tuesday, May 7th. I'm Lori Boyer. Read more about this and other agriculture news in a Three Big Things article on agriculture.com.